Oh, now it's recording.
Now it's recording.
Hello, hello. Testing 1, 2, 3. Do you watch the Receipts podcast?
Yeah, but not like in a long time. It's been a
while. It's your girl, Tully T. Just call me Audrey. And Emilia Sanchez. Ow.
Oh my God, Lori, I can't with you. I really can't. Hi guys, and welcome back to Lost in the 21st Century. I'm very excited because, as you guys can see, we have a guest.
Hey guys.
And also, we're not in the house anymore, we're in a studio, so making big moves.
She's making big moves. Uh-huh. Start from the bottom.
Stop. But yeah, so basically I wanted to like do something new for like our third birthday. I'm not sure if you guys know, but yesterday was actually our third birthday. Yeah, 3 years of Lost in the 21st Century. I'm really shocked that it's been 3 years. And obviously, we're going to be more consistent this year, and that's our goal. But as you guys can tell by today's title is going to be on social media expectations. And I'm really, really excited to talk about this topic with my friend Pippa Lore, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi guys, I'm Pippa Lore. I've been an avid listener of Lost in the 21st Century since I first met Akugo at uni. Both go to the same uni. I study medicine.
Yeah, she's a medic babe, guys. Wipe her up. Wipe her.
But yeah, and I think Akugo just thought of me as for this topic because we're both very social butterflies, yeah. And we like to talk to lots of different people. Like, once you see us two together, we're going around the room.
Yeah.
We're talking to every single person. And
I feel like we're very talkative when we're together.
Literally, yeah. And that's just how life should be. Like, there's 8 billion people. Is it 8 billion?
Yeah, I guess
billion people in the world. Yeah. And why should I confine myself to only knowing
one person where you can know loads of people
that have different experiences in life and just could just influence you in any way? Like, it's exciting.
Well, I like what you said because I feel like I have a very different like types of groups of friends. Like, all my friends are very different, like very unique to themselves. I don't have a specific type of friend. I consider myself, and you know, in like secondary school, I consider myself to be one of those
the
people.
Floaters.
Yeah.
Those were the OG type of people. I look back and I'm like, yeah, they really had it good.
Because I just didn't really like, I didn't associate with one group. Like,
and then everyone liked you.
Yeah, I was with everyone. I mean, if there's anyone that dislikes me, I'm sorry.
That's their own.
But at the time, like, I'm pretty sure like everyone liked me. Mm-hmm. So like, I don't have any like
bad. How many different groups of friends did you say you have?
Like, I'll say close friends, maybe 3 different groups. Yeah.
Have you ever mixed them?
No.
Really?
I don't think I'm ever going to.
Yeah, because I was even thinking, like, you haven't. I think I know that Amara is your friend.
Yeah.
So I know that that's another group with the podcast. Mm-hmm. But then I was like, I never see.
No, I don't know, like, okay, there's one group that Amara and I are friends with, and, like, we could go together, and that's calm, because, like, we all went to secondary school. And then, obviously, my uni friends and my friends back from secondary school, and I think if I was to put them in the same room, it would just be a completely different vibe. That's what I think. So, I mean, Amara has been with, like, people that I've been friends at uni with, so she's calm with, like, being friends with them, and I bet, like, some of my closest friends from back home would also be close with people like you at uni. So yeah, I don't really know, to be honest. It's quite a sticky one still. But yeah, as you guys can tell by the title, today's topic is going to be about social media expectations. And to start off with today's episode, I really just wanted to I really wanted to have a little bit of an icebreaker, like would you rathers. What do you think? Like, do you like would you rather?
I love would you rather's. Yeah. All my friends know I'm someone that would just think of a game and let's say, guys, let's do a little game. Let's just play a little would you rather. And then I just search up the questions because it's very long.
It is very long. To come up with the questions is quite long, especially for podcasts. It's very draining. But to start off with the first question, would you rather have a perfect life on social media but struggle with personal challenges offline, or have a flawed but genuine life on offline with, well, wait, sorry, while maintaining a modest social media presence?
I think I kind of already do the latter. So I feel like I would go with the second option.
Yeah.
But then there's a lot of perks for going with the first option, especially in today, in today's society, where like you can literally make money from having so many followers, having all these this influence, and
meeting
just
new people as well.
Meeting new people, literally, and just being there. So a lot of people just do the first one and think it's like it's how to live life, literally, but. Really and truly, we only have one life, and if you're just like lying about it and not being true to yourself, what is really the point of that life of yours? So I think it's just a lot better to be genuine and not having to like have a facade like every single day of your life.
Yeah,
that gets draining.
I feel like for me, it's like 50-50. Like, I feel like having like my life on social media, I would say it's very, not very different, but like it's still what the same, but I don't try to make it perfect. I just try and make it like what it is in real life, but I don't force it to be what it isn't. Do you get me? And like right now, I feel like outside of social media, I'd rather have genuine friends rather than like living a fake life off social media. I really don't understand how celebrities do it, because some of them have like two different lives where social media sees one side, but behind closed doors, they're suffering with something else. Personally, I don't know how I can hide the two and also control having two separate lives, if you get what I'm saying.
Literally, I think I'd go mad. Like,
I would go crazy. I don't know. Like, I feel like it would drive me to the extreme, because I don't know what exactly I should be doing on social media that would make people happy. Would you rather receive validation and attention from strangers on social media, or have strong and meaningful connections with a few close friends in real life? I feel like that kind of goes with the first question.
Let's be honest now. We all like a little bit of attention. Yeah. Like, we all love a little, hey, you're beautiful. Like, even today, I just came out of my house and I got, you have beautiful skin.
She does. Guys, if you see how, the way her face is glowing right now, you look stunning.
Thank you, baby. That obviously gives you a boost of confidence. Like, humans in general, we always seek, like, love and social connection. So I think that there's a little bit of, yes, I want that in the first one. Yeah. But the second one is obviously the best possible outcome in your life. Like, say it again, what was the second part?
Have strong and meaningful connections with a few close friends in real life.
Literally. Yeah. It's better to know the friends that you can
trust.
Can trust, that are loyal to you, that you can call in times of actual need, instead of just, like, do you think you could call Charlie that just said you look nice about something that you're crying about? Like, you can't.
It's like with like all these celebrities, like mainly athletes as well, you know, like maybe they're looking for a partner and then they can't find anything genuine, because everyone that's looking for them are the ones that want them for the money and want them for the fame, whereas like they could have a much genuine relationship outside of social media.
Literally.
With someone that doesn't even know much about them, because they don't care about the money.
But then, like you said, it ties into the first, how do you find those genuine people?
I feel like, like, you can find fake people even without social media.
It's ridiculous. Like, us that are social butterflies, I guess. That, the few friends, that's where I'm just a bit like, because, yeah, it's nice to have, you can have your close few friends, that's fine. But then, I like talking to lots of people, lots of different people, having connections with lots of different people.
I don't just stick myself to one group. I just like to socialise.
And when you now socialise, what if now you're talking to someone, you think they could be genuine, go out for drinks with them, do this, do that, and then they're like,
they're chatting shit. Yeah. It happens though, unfortunately, even on and that's not to say on social media you can't find genuine relationships, because on social media you can find real people that are, that can become one of your closest friends as well.
But I think that's a lot harder
in on social media. Yeah,
it's a lot harder, especially in our day and age, I feel like there's that whole beggish mentality, especially with London, I think. Like,
I get what you mean. Like,
someone just pops up to you on DM and says, hey, I think I really like your vibe.
Like, your photos are giving me the aesthetic that I kind of want for my friendship group, that type of thing. It's like, they know what they like about you, and so they want to be friends, but, like, it might not be the same vibe when you guys meet in person. Because everyone puts their fake personalities on.
What do you think about that? Would you ever do that?
Well, like,
pop up to someone?
I used to do that when I was younger, but not anymore. Like, when I was younger, you would just analyse people's posts and you'd just see, like, oh, they go out, they have lots of friends, they go to parties. This is the type of vibe that I want to be friends with. But obviously, I don't know what they're like behind closed doors, behind social media. But of course, with those, like, with what I've seen from their social media page, it'll make me want to, like, pop up to their page and be like, yeah, like, you seem like an interesting person, blah, 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 like, blah, 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 get to know them.
I don't see the harm in it, to be honest. There's no harm in it. We should be doing stuff like that, like, because it's very hard these days to make new friends, to be honest, especially if you're not sociable, like.
True.
So I always, like, what's it called, welcome those type of messages, and I've even asked a couple people. Well, obviously now there's even that primary general and request section of messages.
Of Instagram.
There's one guy I literally followed. We met at the club, and then I saw her account a few months later, and I was like, oh, hey, I remember we met at the club, blah, blah, blah. And I'm still undelivered.
She didn't.
But that's probably because she just hasn't seen the message, because it's in general or this rubbish.
The different segregated DM section. Yeah.
I don't see that's the point crazy. Of that.
I only have that for the podcast, but mine is specifically for, like, everyone that listens is one section, and then everyone that, like, what do you call it, guests that I want to have is on one section as well. But on my actual social, like, my actual personal Instagram, I don't have that. Everyone just comes up on my, is it general? General? Or primary? I don't know which one's which, but, like, whichever one, they all come under that one. But would you rather have a partner who is highly expressive and affectionate in public, or a partner who prefers to keep displays of affection private and intimate? I feel like this is fun.
This is really interesting. Because I love my PDA.
Yeah.
But then if you're only affectionate in public and I'm not receiving anything at home, then I don't want that. I don't want it.
I get what you mean.
I don't want it.
Or what if you say it's the reverse? Like, the question says, like, if what if it's like no, like, PDA outside but PDA indoors? No, not PDA
what
indoors.
What would I prefer?
Public affection.
You
indoors.
Go first. What would you prefer?
I don't know. I feel like PDA is nice outside, but to a certain extent, like, not to the point where you're snogging.
But it's not just PDA, it says gifts.
Yeah, public. Oh yeah, public display of affection. But the first thing that comes to my mind is PDA. Mm. What do you think?
That is the first thing that comes to my mind. But also, like, just doing.
It depends. I feel like if you're doing it publicly, are you doing it for yourself, or are you doing it for other people to know that you're doing it publicly? It's like doing proposals in public.
It's true.
Like,
I like them, though.
Really?
I don't like them in big, like, don't go, my future husband, don't be getting a flash mob. I don't need all of that, but a cute little dinner, a nice little round of applause from people. I like that.
That I don't mind. But let's say it's, like, something very public. I can't think off the top of my head. Let's say, let's say you're
at a concert.
Yeah, at a concert's not that bad though.
You don't think so?
It depends who it is. Like, if it's like Beyonce, then I'm not complaining.
Someone actually did it.
Yeah, I know, Beyonce. But like, I wouldn't complain. Like, I feel like that's so memorable, especially because it's Beyonce. But if it was like some, like,
what about when people have done it on Britain's Got Talent?
I wouldn't know how to feel about that. Can I? I don't know. Like, I don't know how to feel about it.
So there's none of that. Actually, yeah. I think my answer is the latter.
In private, indoors.
Because you don't need all of that.
You don't need all of that. I feel like I don't need to prove to anyone outside anyway that we're in a relationship and certain things are being done. Like, if this is being done in private, then I'm more than happy for that to be the situation. Not everyone needs to know my situation, because at the end of the day, evil eye is real. So I'd rather just keep things on a low low and then shock people. I like surprising people, to be honest. Like, imagine one day, like, mysterious, you don't, yeah, like, just like, oh, in yeah. 1 year time, I'll be like, yeah, I'm married, engaged. Guys. But none of them.
I'm even thinking engaged. You're saying married. You'll get married.
Hey. Not now. I'm not. I don't mean it literally, but I'm explaining, obviously. But for myself personally, I feel like certain things should be done behind closed doors rather than publicly. I feel like people that do it publicly, this is not a message to anyone that does it publicly, but I'm saying, like, if you do it publicly, I feel like it sends a message that maybe some things you might do, but then, like you said, maybe you don't get the same reciprocation when you guys are back at home. It's just for, well, clout, maybe, who knows. Would you rather have a partner who constantly surprises you with grand gestures or a partner who consistently shows small acts of kindness and thoughtfulness?
I'm Nigerian.
Please.
I love my gifts and grand gestures are thoughtful as well, though.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's the same answer.
What if you did it for the sake of doing it?
Like, that's the thing.
Yeah.
I think it's for the sake. It's the same answer. Yeah. The small acts of kindness and thoughtfulness. Because I love, like, thoughtfulness.
Yeah, thoughtfulness, like, is so nice.
I love it.
They give you something and they're like, yeah, it made me think about it.
I feel like that's my love language. Like, yeah. That should be one of those five love languages. Thoughtfulness.
Uh-huh.
Because it's like, you actually thought of me. Like, I'm just out in the day. And
even if it's something so small. Like, flowers or like, earrings, like,
or like, you know, we both liked this same sweet or something, and you were in the shops and you know you're about to see me, and you just thought to bring the sweet.
Exactly. Rather than, like, I know certain people might like the idea of, like, their man bringing them, like, a Pandora ring randomly one day, but, like, what was the meaning behind it?
That's true.
Did you just do it, oh, it's because it's expensive and I want to shower her with gifts? Like, it's like getting gifts every day and then you start to lose meaning of the gifts.
Literally.
Like, I'd rather not receive gifts all the time, but whenever I do,
yeah,
it
do
feels
something
special.
That shows you know me.
Yeah, exactly. The next one is going to be, would you rather have access to filters that make you look flawless in all your photos, but never meet the expectations they create in real life, or have unfiltered photos that reflect your true appearance but receive less validation online?
Ooh.
Yeah.
I think it would have to be, I wouldn't want to be called a catfish.
Yeah.
So it would have to be the second
mm-hmm.
one. But like then yeah, I'm just battling that whole thought of receiving validation.
Yeah.
Like, you shouldn't live to receive validation, especially online.
Mm.
But then that's just literally how the world is.
Because without social media, where are you going to seek your validation from? Like, you're nothing without
your mom, your dad.
It's crazy. Like, who would you seek it from when there's no social media? Then you become insecure.
But that's how life was before.
Yeah, but
and that's what we kind of need to go back on. And I love the fact that a lot of people these days, we're not using filters. Many more people are doing, like, the no-filter stance.
That's what I've started doing, like, since maybe last year, like, the start of 2022.
Because
I realised that, well, we'll get into this later in the episode, but filters is a very, like, you know, it sends negative messages. It's not always good for you to use. I personally don't like using filters anymore, because I feel like whenever I look back at those photos, I feel like I don't look good now.
Literally. And then just looking, like, yeah, like, the first part, it said that you just literally won't meet the expectation in real life. Like, you yourself are then going to feel like, oh, wow, I can't even live up to the image that I've created.
Yeah.
Then you're going to, the anxiety, the pressure, it's just going to be too much. You're going to be wearing makeup every day to look like a filter that's not
true.
Real.
I had a situation like that one time in, like, it was back in 2021. You know, like, when you're in a talking stage with someone, and it's like, those photos were me with filters. And at that time, that was what made me feel confident. But I shouldn't have relied on filters. And I realised if I was ever going to meet this person, I probably wouldn't look the same, and I don't ever want to be called a catfish. So I told myself, you know what, from now on, just for my own self, because I don't want to be seen as someone that I'm not, I'm going to try and reduce the amount of times I like wear filters on my photos so that people don't think like I look like a different person. Because I've always battled with the thought that, oh my God, do I look like a catfish in this photo? Do I look a catfish in
you
that
don't,
photo?
By the way.
No, please. It makes me nervous, though, because I'm thinking, like, what if other people do think that, do you get me?
No, I make sure, like, whenever I'm talking to someone as well, especially these days, I just always show some with makeup, some with my natural hair, without makeup, like,
yeah.
And, like, I try and have, like, an earliest face, like, as early as possible, a FaceTime and just my true natural form.
That's such a good idea.
Bro, I was on FaceTime with one guy and I was actually washing my hair, doing the whole detangling service.
No way, like, you're natural, but you're in your natural element, you
literally.
Like, if you can't get used to me, yeah, exactly. Like, I feel like that's something that I've also gotten used to as well with my own boyfriend, like, even not wearing my wig around him. Like, that was something that I used to be so insecure about when he was in the room. But, like, now I just, like, I could yank it off and just be like, yeah, calm, like, I'm confident with
the
how I feel.
The purest form of love.
Exactly. As long if you love me with my wig on, then you will love me without my
literally
wig on. Like, nothing should change when the wig is off.
There's one girl on TikTok, and I think she, like, when she takes off her makeup, when she takes off her wig, she looks completely different.
Yeah.
And you'll just laugh. And when she puts it on, I'm just like, what? But she's natural. Her man loves her. Her man could talk to her whichever way she looks and everything. She's
exactly
just showing and showcasing that your man should love you regardless of what.
Exactly. Which, like, is why I really appreciate my boyfriend. Shout out to my boyfriend. Because, like, I don't know what I would do without a boyfriend that says that he doesn't like something
about me. Can you imagine?
Or he expects me to dress a certain way. Like, I wouldn't know what to do in that situation. But unfortunately, that's the reality.
That's another topic.
Would you rather have a highly skilled makeup artist to enhance your appearance for special occasions but feel uncomfortable and less confident without makeup in everyday life, or have a natural minimalistic look that reflects your true self in all situations? Do you want me to go first?
No, I have my answer still.
Okay, go on.
Mine's the first one.
Yeah.
I can't lie. I've been trying to be on the good side of the whole these other questions, but bro, it's your birthday, turn up.
True.
My wedding? I'm not doing minimalistic wear.
I feel like I want to, because I think, like, my kids would be like, oh my God, mom looks so pretty. But at least I don't look different, do you get me?
Yeah, it's not it's so not birthday, the birthday
glam
makeup with, what's it called, glittery eyeshadow and everything, no, but I want to enhance my features. I want to look the best I can possibly look. So, yeah, I'll do that a couple times in my life. I literally just did steam.
It was coming. I was trying to hold it in. I was like, let me not.
Mine is like a whole body sneeze. I can't just...
But I get what you mean. Like, I remember back in 2016, was it 2018 actually, when it was prom, you know, it was year 11.
Yeah, what did you do for that?
My aunt did my makeup for me, and when I'll probably insert the photo in this year, but I feel like I look very different, and, like, at the time it looked nice, but I knew I felt uncomfortable because, like, my lipstick especially was, like, coming off through the day, and I didn't have, like, a lipstick to back, you know, top it off during the day. Whereas now, I don't wear things that will, like, I don't need to worry about if my eyeshadow is still on, if my lipstick is still on.
True.
Like, all I do now is just a simple routine. Like, it's just concealer under the eyes, blush on my nose and my cheeks, mascara and my eyebrows and my lip balm. It's so simple that I'm comfortable. Like, I don't feel like I have to get a lot of makeup products just in order to...
And then keep trying to recreate that.
Yeah.
That's understandable.
And I feel like it's good for my skin. Not having
and your
too
skin?
Much on. Yeah, exactly. Thank you. So, but do you get what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Then, yeah, that's everyday life. But yeah. Aren't there times when you just want to, you know,
I know, like,
glam up
for special occasions? I know, but like, I just feel like it's like me wearing a tight dress or a tight trousers. Mm-hmm. Like, I'd rather be comfortable than uncomfortable.
Fair enough.
No.
I hear it.
Okay.
But not me, y'all.
I knew you're gonna stick to your side, but it's calm, like, it's fine.
Gonna agree to disagree on one.
But I mean, everyone's different.
It's true.
Whatever makes you happy.
Like, literally. Yeah. Like, I understand that you will feel uncomfortable. I will feel uncomfortable because I know I can't recreate this look. Yeah. The last time I got, for my birthday, I got my makeup done. I guess you can. And that one, I was like, I don't want to take this off, bro. Uh-huh. I had that makeup one.
Get out.
No, but that was because I was going back to uni, so I didn't have time to take it off, and I also just didn't want to take it off.
You know what that reminds me of?
What?
You know when you did your ponytail?
Yeah, I didn't want to take it off.
Yeah, oh my god. You slipped back your hair and everything. She looked fine. She looks so good. And what is like the media versus, what is it? Reality? No, expectations versus reality.
Literally.
And your hair looked nice, yeah. Mm-hmm. But it was until you had to take it off. It went viral on TikTok. Until you had to take it off. It was just a different story. Like, no, and the thing is, I've never seen anyone post that on TikTok. I've never seen anyone say
the actual reality of taking it out. Yeah, that
so when
was
when you posted it, I was like, what? I was like, no way this actually happened.
The Yankee.
Yeah, brought sisters out and everything.
True.
It wasn't even a one man job. It was like
three four man job to take it out. And then you're there thinking, is there a ball spot? Bro, they tried to say to me, hell was going to break loose if a ball spot created. But my God, it's greater.
Yeah, I would have cried, honestly. Because my hair journey, it's been a tough ride. It's actually been hard, but
2018,
you know.
Natural, guys.
What? Crazy, dude. It's so crazy. Okay, last would you rather. We're going to be wrapping the would you rathers now. Mm-hmm. Would you rather follow social media accounts that share raw and unfiltered moments of everyday life, including the messy and the less glamorous aspects, or accounts that present an idolized and carefully curated version of reality?
Definitely the first one.
Same.
Definitely. Yeah. I think a lot of these days, you know, back in the day when we used to even care about how many following you have, like, it can't be higher than the amount of followers you have.
I'm not sure if you ever, like, posted that celebration post after 100 followers in, like, year 7. Once people hit 100 followers, people were like, thank you for 100.
You're on 100 followers, but your following can't be higher than what your
followers is.
Bro, I've given that. I hope, I don't know if there's people that still do that, or if that's not a thing anymore, but
I feel like I did personally, guilty.
I gave that up.
I don't do it.
If I see anything that I'm like, wow, I can really learn more about this, or wow, this is really showing me how this happens in this life, like, I'm a follow.
That reminds me of the days when I first got TikTok.
Mm.
And I just used to follow whoever I liked, and I ended up having like, what was it, like 6,000 followers.
With what, 30 followers?
Yeah. Literally, I would just follow anyone because I like their content.
Literally, and that's how it should be.
But like, yeah, exactly. It should be like that because you shouldn't worry about like how many followers you have. If there's content that you like, just follow it. Like, nobody's judging you.
Literally.
But
then it's good to actually have content and be seeing content because it's very true. Your mind works on what you see every day. It looks at what you see constantly, and if you're only seeing these things that are actually fake but you think they're real, you're now trying to think, oh, I need to live up to them. I need to live up
to that
little
standard.
Do you know they're fake? It's a standard that you can't even reach. They can't even maintain.
Because they have to force it.
They can't even maintain. So imagine you driving yourself crazy over something that's not even real. You might as well just continue with the real life, real uncensored type of content that you are experiencing and you can relate to. That's why a lot of these big brands, these big companies are doing all these ambassadors and stuff like that, because they know that they, instead of making all these adverts that was of the perfect thing,
that doesn't
sell anymore. You have to get people that are like you, that you can relate, that you are seen in real life and that are real, to then sell you those products.
Yeah.
That's why ambassadors are going clear these days. Like,
but that's the end of the Would You Rathers. So
that was a great segment.
For you guys that are sitting at home or doing whatever you're doing, like maybe going to work or whatever, I have a couple questions before we start today's topic. Mm-hmm. The first one is going to be the poll question. So how often do you feel pressured to portray a perfect or idolized version of yourself on social media? And there's four answers: frequently, occasionally, rarely, or never. So you guys can answer that. If you're on Spotify, you can scroll it. You can scroll through, or you can answer it in, if you're watching it on YouTube, you can answer that in the comment section. And then also for the Q&A question, it is, in your opinion, what are some of the most unrealistic expectations that social media often promotes, particularly in terms of appearance, lifestyle, and relationships? Mm. Again, if you're listening on Spotify or on YouTube, you can answer these questions. Unfortunately, all the other platforms apparently don't have this same Q&A section. But if you guys are able to do that, that would mean the world to me. Before we start, I'm going to read out some requests that were sent by the listeners yesterday. Because I said to them, like, what do you guys want me to talk about? And some of them said stuff that I had already mentioned.
Okay.
So the first one was constantly posting the ups and downs, but barely seeing someone's, like, you know, realest moments. So constantly seeing their ups, but not their downs.
Okay, yeah. But not their downs. Yeah. Okay.
Like when shit hit the rocks, as they say, yeah.
It's very true.
Yeah.
I think even celebrities have noticed that people need to see that you're actually a human.
Mm.
You're a person. But I think in terms of just normal life, that's kind of why I feel like, not that specifically, but my thing of like not going, being on social media anymore, kind of just not posting on Snap and stuff like that, is like,
yeah.
Why am I actually posting? Like, why am I posting that I'm here?
Who are you posting it for?
Who am I posting for? If I'm not going to post, like, when I'm just lying in bed doing nothing and feeling like shit, why am I going to post these really nice, amazing times? Like,
kind of reminds me of when I was younger. I used to post, like, you know, specifically, because, you know, on, like, let's say 2 years ago, 3 years ago,
mm-hmm.
when you're, like, 16, 17, 18... and you have that specific person on, like, your private story that you're trying to impress, and you post something so that they can, you know.
People still do that now, child. That private story be...
Yeah.
But there's a couple of people with, like, 10 private stories.
Yeah, literally. Or, like, a private story dedicated just to them. But, like, that's what happens. That's the reality. Like, people do that because they want to impress someone else. And unfortunately, that shouldn't be the case. You should just be impressing yourself, really.
But even when you do try and post the downs, like, do people really care like that? Like, more time when you post a nice picture of yourself on Snapchat, you get, like, a couple compliments, a couple likes, blah, blah, blah. But now if you now say, feeling like shit, please. A few nice shit today. They're just like, okay, everyone feels like shit. No one's going to really pop up to that. And it's like, and then there's that whole other concept.
Like in the sense, like let's say you were going through something and you posted it on your Snapchat and I saw it, I would probably, and I didn't know that you were in the same situation, but I'm low key in that same situation. I'll pop up and be like, bro, you and me both, too.
Yeah,
like. At least I know that there's someone out there. Because at the same time, one thing that we have to remember is that when we're going through a rough time, it's not just us going through that rough time. So many other people are going through the same exact thing as we're going through, or if not worse.
So that's a positive of social media, because it shows that there's so many people that are actually going through it as well.
Kind of reminds me of the days like when I had to repeat sixth form. I remember like I thought I was the only one repeating sixth form. But then I realised that, you know, other people do repeat sixth form. Like, I'm not the only one in the world that's repeated it. Because at the time, I was so upset, but I grew to understand that, you know, I'm not the only one by myself. And there was other people on social media saying that they were probably in the same situation. Mm-hmm. So it made me feel a bit better than myself.
Definitely.
Another one was opinions on people who self-tan, how there is a stigma with bleaching skin, but not for tanning.
As in, there should be a stigma.
Yeah.
For tanning. I kind of think there is. Personally, I'm like, why? I don't get it.
Why tan?
Yeah. Like, I think, especially it's being part of, like, the Caucasian culture, like, that's something white people do to just kind of look a little, what do they say, look a bit foreign.
Oh, exotic.
They try and look exotic, that's the word, but I'm like, bro, but you're not.
I can understand it.
You're not
there. So, like, I can understand, because I remember back in, like, secondary school, so many people used to tan,
mm-hmm.
and it was just one of those things that we had to, like, adjust to. Like, it was very, because obviously we don't tan at home, but apparently we could tan, you know, like,
Definitely. I've tanned. Oh, as in, we can tan to even out our skin.
Yeah. Like, I didn't, because, like, for me personally, I've got very, like, would I say patchy skin? Or, like, very uneven skin.
Different colours,
And so I can understand why some people would want to do that, because I'm not, like, I get it. Do you get me? It's also, it could be an insecurity.
But then even that is a temporary solution. It's not permanent.
It's not permanent, exactly. And is it good for your skin at the end of the day? Even, like, bleaching as well. Bleaching is not good for your skin. Wouldn't recommend it at all. All the aunties back in the day were bleaching their skin. And you could tell because their hand colours was very different from what their face were looking like. Bob Risky, for example.
That's why he still sells it.
Yeah, it's crazy. Bro, I just could never persuade anyone to even bleach their skin. Some level of self-hate.
Self-tanning, I personally wouldn't recommend. I don't see the need for it. Maybe if it's just, like, an occasion, like I said, because I said, like, you want to look your best self, you want to enhance yourself, like, for an occasion, I'd understand, but for it to become part of your normal routine, that's not you anymore. Like, at least, if it's something that you actually now want to work on because you have uneven skin, then looking for a permanent, more healthy solution than actual self-tan. So I think there is still a stigma there. I feel like, because, it's normalised because of, like, white people, but especially for black skin, I don't think that's something that we should try and delve into.
Mm-mm. No, I agree. I mean, if it helps, like, obviously no one's saying that you can't do it, but it's like there's a line. Because, again, some people do it to the extreme where they actually look like a complete different race.
Mm.
I can understand if you're trying to make but it's actually scary though. The ones that
do it to
maybe like almost look as if they're black or almost look as if they're mixed race is kind of looking very scary.
Because then that also just started as, I'm just going to do it on good occasions. But then you end up liking that more than yourself.
And it becomes an addiction. You can't live without tanning. It's like living without eyelashes. Once you start, you can't stop.
Right.
Yeah. How celeb? Oh, the next one is, how can celebs get into fake relationships for media? That's an interesting one.
What was the question you asked?
Oh, I didn't ask. I said was, when I asked people to put the answers, I said, do you have any questions you'd like me to answer as I'm recording for the episode tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, insert questions and ideas here. And someone wants me to talk about fake relationships for media. Which I guess, like, it's funny because, you know, even sometimes there's like couples that have already broken up, but because of the content they stay together.
I feel like I'm quite naive. I really just can't believe that really happens.
Yeah, same. Like, I don't really care that it happens, but when I find out, I find it so weird.
Yeah.
Like, they were moving as if, like, they were fine.
Literally, I don't care. It's just like, raw, you can really lie like that.
It's very scary. It reminds me of, like, when everyone as well. When this question came up, the first couple that came to my mind was Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello.
Is it? Because they were fake.
They weren't fake, but everyone thought they were fake because, like, they couldn't imagine the two together. And it was especially after their song came out. And it was just literally out of the blue. Like, the song was, like, the two of them. But people thought that they were doing it for paparazzi, you know, for clout. Also with, like, Zendaya and Tom Holland.
You think it could be fake?
I don't think it's fake. Oh, but people said it online. Like, people were saying, like, oh, this is fake, like, they're doing this for clout just to promote Spider-Man. Because this was after Spider-Man came out. And I thought, well, they're a cute couple, like, I genuinely don't think it's a fake relationship. But if it was to be a fake relationship, we're imagine if it was,
wow,
I would have been, like, crazy what people do for the bag.
So now we can't believe anything.
Yeah, like, see, what can I believe?
But then that's what your parents, that's what my parents have always been telling me. Yeah. Don't believe everything you see.
Yeah.
So that's why you should just see things at face value and have that thought in your mind, especially when you go on social media. It's just like, be careful.
The last couple I had in mind as well is Kylie Jenner and Timothy Chalamet.
No, I don't even know this Timothy.
I don't know. He's in I can't even remember what TV shows or movies he's in again. But he's, like, not Kylie's type. And, like, not her usual type, do you get me? And now she's, like, in a relationship with him. Everyone's like, what? Like, no way.
Mine is even the opposite. Well, not the opposite, but... he comes to mind is Damson.
Damson Idris.
That's
an interesting. And what's her name? I forgot.
Lori Harvey,
yeah. Oh my god. Did you see the video at Beyonce's concert?
And she's just
holding. She's just standing there. She doesn't even want to be there. Everyone in the comments was saying she's already ended the relationship, but he doesn't know.
He's already never know. Yeah, that's the thing. It's so ridiculous.
That was funny. Oh my god. I can never put myself in a situation in a fake relationship. I feel like it will hurt me.
It will definitely
hurt me. Like...
Because now I'm thinking who am I meant it's to real. Tell? Like, and now I need to act like it's real. Like, and it's then...
That's so weird to me. I just can't... Like, even in my current relationship, I can never, like, imagine that we've broken up and now I have to pretend that we're still together.
But celebrities will do whatever they need to do for the bag. You just have to yourself know that... This could be fake, so let me not put my all into this. You know, people that are diehard fans, like, never, ever that. When you're crying for days because the couple broke up
that don't even know you. I can't remember, there was this YouTube couple that I used to watch when I was younger. Mm. But the husband, well, boyfriend, he never really proposed, but he used to always cheat on her. I'm not sure if you know them. I'll probably look for them and insert a photo. But... They were a cute couple. Everyone thought they were perfect. And it's funny because that's the side of social media you see. But behind closed doors, one of the partners cheating or, like, they're in debt or something. Or, like, I don't know, like, they're hiding something, but we just don't see it. So whenever those news come out to us, we're like, whoa, like, I never expected that to happen. He seems like a genuine person.
What do you think of then couple channels? Do you think they should be done or not?
I don't think they should, to be honest. Really? I feel like just keep it to yourself. Honestly, like, it's probably even best for you guys. Because at the end of the day, evil eye again, people are looking, waiting for your downfall. There might be someone that likes your boyfriend, and they're waiting for you guys to break up so they can have him. They're praying so they can have your back.
I think it starts off really innocent, and then as the clout comes, everything... I think that's why it's just good to just... Stay honest.
Yeah, stay true to yourself.
If you now know that you're going to do a YouTube channel with your partner, now, unfortunately, your shit's just everywhere. So everyone, you kind of have to keep that up. You have to tell them what's going on.
And it's like you can't really do what you need to do in a healthy way if things were behind closed doors. Literally. Like, if you what you guys would needed was a break, maybe that's easier to do without social media. But the couples that are on social media, maybe it's harder to take.
But then people are, I think the problem they then do is that they don't realise that people are human. They will understand if you now need to say, I need to take a break. Yeah. Like, look at Kayla Nicole. I really respect her for posting. Oh my god, posting. I was shocked about that. Yeah, I was shocked. But
then again, I feel like she's doing it for the right reason. Literally. Maybe they're not
literally
in love anymore.
I really respect her for even saying it because she knows she's in the public eye. Yeah.
I think it's the funny thing is the way she said it. I can't remember how she said it, but she was like, divorce. Yeah.
I divorced or something like that.
It was something like that.
That's just how she is.
And I respect it.
It was that like controversy with her giving the dad the kids. Like, what's anyone's business?
Yeah, like, it's okay. Let her do what she needs to do.
Yeah, it's
like,
not usually what conventionally happens, but
maybe it's what works best for her.
Literally.
Because she's been off social media.
And
like,
she's also the one that's, well, I feel like she's a breadwinner, so I'm sure she's the one that's always going in and out, in and out.
Yeah.
And it's the dad that might be the stay-at-home person and or the person that's being seen all the time by the kids. Yeah. So it just makes more sense.
Next one is fake lifestyle, which we will talk about in more detail. Mm-hmm. But that could be, like, clothes, keeping up a lifestyle that is unattainable.
Yeah.
Unrealistic. Yeah. Out of your means. Like, I've not fallen into it, but I find myself falling into
definitely.
It. Yeah. Because, like, I feel like sometimes I catch myself comparing my lifestyle to others and I'm thinking, that should be me right there. But then I have to hold myself and be like, Akigo, it's not your time. Like, it will happen, but not now. Like, in God's time.
God's time.
I can't force it. What's meant to be will be. Next one is social media beauty expectations and fake relationships and catfishing. I'm going to skip into the topic now.
Okay.
And we're going to start off with social media presence is no longer unique. And I think with social media, everyone is starting to act the same, behave the same, do the same thing, look the same. Mm. Like, there's so many memes going around with people saying that they go out with their outfit and then they see someone else wearing the same exact outfit. Do you know how bad that is?
It's very scary.
Like, this, my outfit currently is so easy for someone to copy and so easy for me to bump into someone wearing the same outfit, whereas yours, it's unlikely you will see someone wearing the same outfit as yours. Because you're unique to your style.
That's the thing. And I think it's just, but even then, now people have realised that they try and be as unique as they can. And then they still copy those unique styles. Even that, I'm like, go for it. Because just be as unique. You trying to be as unique as you can. Even if it doesn't work, at least you know no one on this station.
As long as you're happy.
If you like it, I love it. If you like it, I love it. Because I love that thing.
I feel like if it doesn't make sense to me, explain it. Because then...
You want them to explain it to you.
Exactly. Explain fair it. Like, enough. Why did you match this so-and-so and outfit? So I can understand it and appreciate it.
True, yes. There is... Yeah, there is an art in appreciating someone's thought process.
Because it's like at uni. Like, I don't know why you did it that way. But explain to me and I'll understand and then I'll see the vision.
It's
like,
true.
I will understand why you dressed that way why you put mix and match, blah, blah, blah.
But then what about you? Do you think you could step into step out of that comfort zone and do that? Because if they now explain to you, I did this because blah, blah, blah. What about the next time you dress up? Do you think, you know what? Let me just put on a kilt.
I think I would learn first.
Maybe wear a skirt as a top.
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe I'll do it in the comfort of my own home. And then maybe post it on my private story.
Up and down the street.
And then run home. I don't have the confidence to do that. I'll be too scared. Honestly, I'll be too scared.
But that's the thing. Why is there that fear? We need to acknowledge.
Fear of judgment. Like, and that's a really bad thing. But people are scared of being judged. Like.
And then that word shame.
Exactly, but that's why people use filters and like use filters, plastic surgery, because maybe they're feeling a certain way about themselves that people think that they care about, but when in fact nobody really cares.
But then I even want to, that shame, now that we now know, okay, a lot of us will walk around and we'll all wear the same stuff, what really is wrong with that? Because it's not technically our fault that we're all on social media, we're all looking at the same type of stuff. There are a finite number, even though there's lots of shops, it's still a finite number of shops that are really accessible. Yes, you can go, if you have the money, you can go and find one off-branded place that no one has heard of, and then you know that you're... Well, come on, is it really that deep?
No, I get what you mean. I feel like it's because of like trends and like
so now
to fit in within
they're
a
saying that it's shameful to now see someone wearing the same outfit as you. But why? Like it's common.
Can't even judge them.
It's like, common.
Like I'm not gonna complain. I'm not gonna screw someone that I see wearing the same outfit as me. I'm probably gonna be like slay queen because I slay too.
That's the thing. You just have to be confident in yourself that you wore it nice.
Yeah, and plus we're not going to have the exact same outfit. Maybe it's the same color scheme.
We look different,
but we're still unique in our own way. But I feel like with when it comes to trends, it's funny when it comes to like clothing and makeup because like do things that suit you. Not because it suits everyone else.
That's the thing.
Like, I'm not going to wear streetwear because I think it looks good on everyone else, but it might not look good on me. But I want to wear it because it's trending. It's kind of like the same with, like, UK black girl makeup or, like, the birthday makeup, like we were talking about. Like, you know, the whole UK black girl trend? It's like, you feel like because you're a black girl, you have to dress a certain way or wear makeup a certain way, but you don't have to because that might not be the right look for you. You might want to do no makeup and maybe wear, I don't know. You know them black girls that do cottagecore? Maybe that's your vibe.
What's cottagecore?
Cottagecore is like you wear flowery, like cottage style type of dressing. Do you get me?
Like those tweed outfits and stuff
Kind of like Bridgerton vibes, but like a bit more sophisticated and like modern. Yeah, like I was saying, the UK the UK black girl makeup only fits a certain types of black girls. Like, I don't think it will suit me, but I feel like it's nice. And I feel like girls that do follow it feel like they have to behave a certain way because they look a certain way and therefore their attitude or their behaviour has to align with the...
And then it's also now, there's no harm in trying out that aesthetic.
Yeah, exactly.
No one... It's your own life, you can try it out. But then now that you've started that aesthetic, why are you now putting down other aesthetics?
Yeah, but like people doing other things.
You were just wearing that last week.
Like, I don't have to follow the crowd in order to fit in. Like, I could wear whatever I want to wear. As long as I'm comfortable, I'm happy, mate. I'm chilling. Like, I'm not going to wear something that I'm not.
Literally.
Like, I don't know. There's certain things I just won't wear because I'm not comfortable, like mini skirts. Some people might like it. Personally, me, if I bend over, it's over.
Nashes, nashes.
Yeah, like, I can't.
Where the fruit set?
Yeah, where the fruit set? Where the fruits? But I can't do that to myself because, like, I just, it's not good.
I feel like, personally, I kind of, like, dabble in lots of different things.
She's got good fashion, guys. You know what? I should call her model, honestly, because your fashion is so good. It's like you have a stylist that dresses you up.
Oh,
all day.
Yeah. I wish.
Even when I went to see you at the coffee back in uni, like at a cafe place or whatever, where you ate your outfit off, I was like, "Oh, this is just ordinary cafe." You're like, what are you doing?
No, because when I go out, I'm like, most of the time in uni, there's nothing going on. It's just a t-shirt and joggers. Yeah. But then it's like, if I know I haven't been out for a while, then I put effort in just to make myself feel good. If the sun's shining, let me just do a little something.
That's like me, I can't lie.
Literally.
Like, if the vibe is right, then I'm going to dress up.
But... Literally, I haven't been out for a few days now, so I'm like... And you know when you're going to a new space as well, like you never know what could happen. Because I'm also spontaneous, so I'm like... Let me dress right to make sure, like, there's options for the whole day. Like, if you're now wearing just joggers and a top, and you know you're coming to just a small little thing, but what if they say, let's go for drinks afterwards? Now you're just dressed in joggers.
Exactly,
so you now need to... That's how my mind... That's how I think. I have to just be ready for everything.
Prepare yourself, like, to meet certain people because you never know who you're going to bump into.
Literally.
And, like, for me, I've tried to, like, make sure that I look presentable. Because let's say I magically walk into a female millionaire one day and, like, I don't look good and I smell or, like, I'm gonna be there, like, damn, I can't socialise with this woman.
Literally.
And it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
In my mind. Whereas I'd just rather stay delusional and think that you're going to come across the love of your life. I mean... She's already taking that. Just think delusional. Think you're going to come across the love of your life and dress how you'd want that love of your life to see you.
See, yeah. Be eye-catching if that's what you want.
Literally.
Yeah,
I like to just dabble in lots of different things. I try not to limit my, like, what I'm feeling like. Because, like you said, fashion is about just expressing yourself. Like, that's why I also don't really plan the outfits type of thing. I will literally wake up and think, how am I feeling today? What I feel like, what's the sun doing?
What am I going to be doing? Like, am I going to be walking, running? Like, am I going to be sweaty?
Literally.
Like, I have to put all of that into consideration to make sure that I'm comfortable.
But then, now, that whole thing, because social, because that whole thing of outfit of the day, are you a fashion, are you Mr. Put It On?
Yeah.
Like, all that thing. Like, thank you that you think I'm fashionable, but even me, I don't even want to put that label on myself because now I'm thinking, now I have to
live up to that expectation.
I have to be doing outfit of the day every day. Mm. I now need to have all, if you, I'm now going on holiday soon. And that actually has been on my mind a lot because now I'm like, rah, these girls have been eating.
Oh my god, they look so good. And I'll be thinking,
and I'm not even usually someone that really orders clothes or really thinks of what I have to wear, but I've been thinking. Like, I need to eat too. I need to eat the same dinner you're eating.
Just to look as good. Like, but why? Like, exactly. There's no need to feel that way.
Ugh.
Bro, I get what you mean. But, like, kind of like how you were saying, like, with holidays as well, like, the expectations of living a certain lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you feel like you have to, you feel under pressure to be in a certain, live a certain way that maybe isn't under your means?
Definitely. As you were saying earlier, it's like, it just goes back to social media. You're always kind of unconsciously comparing what you're doing and what everyone else is doing. And it's really bad for our mental health. It's like, and it's the fact that you're not doing it on purpose. You're literally, it's happening in your mind. And it's making you take different actions. It's making you make different choices without knowing that this is why you're making that choice. So, like, for instance, me now, I'm like, I don't know where I am at now in life because I'm like, oh, there's lots of people because we're the same age. And like you said, you took a, you had to redo sixth form. I took a gap year and then I also did foundation year. So now we're both in first year.
Yeah.
Our peers are graduating.
Yeah, and like you kind of feel left behind. Yeah.
And you're just like, oh, what am I meant to be doing? There's people that are doing businesses and making money easily to then maintain this lifestyle that we're all seeing on social media. Now you're trying to live up to it. And
whilst having education.
Because we're not even deep in like art, architecture, medicine. These are some heavy...
Hefty subjects.
And I feel like, especially this year, and I had to really take a step back and actually just think to myself, what are you actually doing? Because I feel like this year I really just kind of got enhancing that whole comparing thing and thinking, right, I have to make this money quick. I have to make money and be on that level so that people that are asking me, let's go out here, let's go to this, let's go to this on this holiday, I can afford it.
Yeah.
And it's just, I think that is the aspect of social media that we really didn't need.
We didn't really need that at all. Yeah.
I don't like how I'm 21 years old. There's 50 year olds that are saying you're really young.
But at the same time, we've got thinking, so much time as well.
I already need to be up.
Exactly.
And we can't help ourselves from thinking that because there's so many people that are up at 21. But we just have to try and sit back, actually understand that, like you said, this is your own race. You're not. Careers aren't just about where just like a small section of your life. A career is your whole life and how you got to there, what you're doing, the things you're experiencing. That is what career is. That's something I heard from someone and I was like, yeah, that's really true, because instead of just thinking of one end goal, just try and experience like where you're going, what you're doing right now at this moment, appreciate how far you've gotten already, and you just have to live like that and take each day as it actually comes. Because it's just
stress.
Like, that's the thing. Why should we be stressed about other people's lives and
feeling like we're missing out on something when
they're not our lives? We all had different upbringings. You'd never know, someone could be getting
money from their parents
every month. and you have that disadvantage, so you should be able to feel like it's okay. Like, I don't have that amount of money because I'm not getting paid, I'm not getting money from my parents, so it's okay to be where I am right now.
And prioritize what you think you need to prioritize.
Literally.
What others might be prioritizing is not going to be the same for you. Like, if that's a holiday for them, maybe it's not a holiday for you. Yeah, it'd be nice to have a holiday.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe your main focus is to maybe start your business this summer. Or maybe not even go abroad, but maybe travel around the UK. Literally. Maybe that's your goal. Like, follow what you want to do first, rather than letting others persuade you to follow how they're doing. Like, I get told all the time, like, make sure you're doing what your classmates are doing.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe I don't want to do that now because I've got other things, like this podcast, that I want to focus on, because this is my priority. Literally. Rather than going on holiday. And then holiday will probably come second.
Yeah.
But the next one, I wanted to ask you, because I kind of forgot to add this to the first topic.
Mm-hmm.
What is, like, your thoughts on, like, people catfishing and editing their photos, and then also not taking accountability for catfishing and editing their photos? Like, they pretend that they haven't done anything, even plastic surgery. Like, they pretend they haven't done any of the three and deny that they look different. Like, what do you think about that?
That's the thing. I think that also is a very toxic part of social media.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people have been allowed to look fake and to do those things and then not have the accountability that, no, you actually don't look like that. And that's where catfishing came from.
Yeah.
Because you're putting all of this effort to look perfect, but you don't actually look that way. And now you're confusing people that actually have looked up to your expectations, but you're not even delivering them. I think it's wrong and
it's deceitful.
Literally. Yeah. But I mean, we've all had those. I think it's a whole canon event.
It is.
Where we literally all thought, okay, look, everyone's editing these editing photos. Yeah. You blur out your like spots or something like that. Mm. Some people might even go for us to made their bum look a little bigger here and there. Like, yes, there's no harm in that. We all did that in part of our growing up phase and realizing, it's just about then realizing that you don't need to do all of that. You don't need to do all of that because that social media that you're doing it for, it's not real.
It's not real, exactly.
You are your real person. Like, I just want to know what those type of people feel like, or what they think when they're posting those pictures knowing it's completely edited.
Yeah.
Like, how is your mental health doing? Because I know people are then saying, because social media is quite a treacherous place, people will literally say you look different.
Yeah, well, they will say it in your face. People will actually say it, or if not in your face, behind your back.
And if you know it's true, and you're then denying it, but you know it's true, like, now you're creating a mental battle in your mind.
Like you've basically
is it worth it?
Yeah, like,
is it worth it?
It's not worth it at all. Like, personally, I wouldn't even try it, because, like, I know how it would make me feel.
Mm-hmm.
And I know in future, when I look back at those edited or fake photos,
you'll know it's not, it wasn't you.
And then I'm gonna be like, what did I look like when I was young? What did I actually look like?
Exactly.
Do you get me?
I think, and then plastic surgery as well. I think that was a thing that I had to really think about, and was like, people have been battling insecurities for how many
years
of their lives?
With or without social media.
So I think that that's something that was just already a thing in general, and people are going to do what they want to do with their lives. It's about now thinking, first of all, the risks of that actual surgery. There's been so many people that have died, and I just don't think it's worth it. DC Young Flies.
Yeah.
That was tragic.
Yeah. Mummy makeover, and I feel like it's just sad that
You've just had three beautiful kids. Yeah. Why do you feel like you need... Of course, your body's going to look different because you've
and
just...
And no one's
going to
point it out. Like, I genuinely couldn't see anything, like, wrong with her. And I was like, it's so sad that people see something. They pinpoint everything that's wrong with them, and they feel like they need to change it.
That's the thing.
And then now her kids have to live without her mother, like, all because of the maybe possible insecurities that she may have had. I feel like it's unfair to the kids.
You might not even be insecure, but you just think, oh, it's just what everyone's doing. It's just what to do at this age, which goes back to the comparing.
And I wanted to say, like, also with the whole lifestyle thing, we were talking about, like, going on holiday and stuff. I'm not sure. I can't remember what it's called. Is it called Dubai Potty? But remember when people, like, you didn't know what they were doing, but they were in Dubai.
Can you imagine?
And they were living their best life.
Can you imagine?
And then behind closed door, they were doing something else that they shouldn't have been doing.
An African person, nothing in this life is free.
Free, yeah.
Nothing in this life is like, free.
Everyone go to Dubai living a luxurious life. I was like,
how they're doing it.
Wow, I was shocked.
Would you?
No. I can't. No one can pay me anything. Not even 1 million. I can't lie. No, it's just not happening.
I might sell feet pics, I feel like.
The feet pics is fine, but getting shit on your face is... That is not nice.
Or shitting on someone's face.
Yeah, I'm sorry, no. Right. I'm sorry.
Is it worth it?
It's not worth it.
To live this lifestyle for social media. Because then, that's what I mean. Like, I get it now. Or I might allow it if now you have done that, gotten that money, use that to now set up a business, use that to now, you can go on that holiday, but you're posting it every day, like you just want to flaunt it. Like, that's why, like, these holidays I've even been to my last year, I really felt a lot more at peace than not posting it like that. Or
yeah, for people. For yourself,
experiencing that holiday myself with my friends and just making those memories, having those memories on my phone. Yeah, sometimes I'm like, oh, my Instagram doesn't look as good as other people's and stuff like that. Like, they should know that I've been to these places. But then I have to sit back and think, no, that was for me.
That was for yourself. And I get that because I used to also be the same with my own personal Instagram. Mm-hmm. I'll post... But I would always ask my friends, like, what do you guys think about this photo? Is it nice? I stopped doing that, like...
Literally.
Like, maybe, like, a year and more now. But I had to rely on my friends to tell me whether a photo was nice to post it. But now I just post because it makes me happy. I don't care if people don't like it. Whether I get a certain amount of likes, like, that's not my problem anymore. It's on myself. I like my Instagram page as it looks like. I was deep in it the other day, like, my Instagram posts look the same. But I don't care because, like, I love all those photos. Those photos have, like, different meanings on, like, specific days. Like, they have a deeper connection to me then rather than just a random photo of me dressed up in a random outfit.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
That's what I think a lot of people are doing that these days, which I love. But, yeah, the porta potty, Dubai potty.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I just respect don't to anyone who actually does it, but, like, I could never
don't
do that.
Don't let social media make you do things that you know you wouldn't. Necessarily want exactly. to do.
Like, if that's not something you're not comfortable with, don't force yourself to do it at all.
Especially for strangers. Because that's what social media is, strangers.
For money though, like,
but they're using that money to just build up that lifestyle, having that Hermes bag, doing this, doing that. Like,
are you not embarrassed?
It's never that deep. Even just me, I'm now thinking, I've been battling thinking if I should get a Telfer bag or not.
Stop.
And I gave in.
You gave in. Fair enough. That's like me with like the.
But on a good sale though. Yeah. Yesterday, Selfridges was doing really good sales.
Well, that's fine. Like, as long as you're doing it in the means, like.
And it's in your means.
Yeah. Like, how I go around things now is like I look at things and I'm like, can I buy this item like 2 or 3 times? And if I can, I'll buy it. But if I can't, then there's no point in me. Like, it's not gonna go. Like, I had a Shein order and I was gonna purchase it. And I haven't ordered from Shein in a while. Mm-hmm. So I was like, you know what? Let me just treat myself because I finished this year.
That's the thing.
And then I realized, I was like, hang on a second. Like, my bank account is not as strong as I would like it to be. Let me just, like these items, like, they're going to recreate the same
literally.
Ones. I'm not rushing to get them now. I'll just wait.
Trends will exactly. circle come back and go. Here and there.
Literally. But because we don't have enough time, we're going to be wrapping this up very shortly. Oh, don't cry. The last topic we're going to be talking about is on relationships, and it's kind of like based off what life expectations is like, lifestyle expectations.
Okay.
And like being in a relationship can cause high expectations from your partner, and I've realized this even within my own relationship, like, mm-hmm. not that I do this, but you do find yourself, like, innocently comparing yourself to others. And that's why my boyfriend and I don't really like the TikTok side of relationships, yeah. because sometimes the TikTok side of relationships can be like, oh, is your man buying you Hermes? Is your man buying you Gucci? If he's not, then he's not your man.
Literally.
And you're thinking in your head, because it's got so many likes, you're thinking other girls are going through that type of lifestyle. Maybe their man is buying them trips to Dubai or mm-hmm. buying them bags and certain things. So you're thinking, oh, my man doesn't do that. There must be something wrong. Maybe he doesn't love me. But do you get me? Like, it makes you feel bad for the things you love. But, like, I keep hearing this thing from, like, what's his name? J. Cole, where he's like, love yours. Like, you will never love anything until you love your own. Mm-hmm. I think that's what it is. But, like, I get that because sometimes you don't, like, just don't compare yourself to others.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to your relationship, because it is damaging relationships. Like, do you ever find yourself in that
position? It's definitely damaging relationships. I think even on a tangent, friendships, like, relationships with your friends.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that say, oh, does your friend, having male friends and you're never paying for anything when you're around them. What if your male friends are struggling at the moment and stuff like
that's
that?
That's true.
And now you're saying that you're not a good friend because you're doing this, you're doing that.
I feel like people have to put pressure on themselves because they don't have the money to do certain things. Like, I've seen so many podcasts say, like, oh, like, a man should spend, like, £300 on me.
On a date.
On a date.
On your first date.
On your first date.
I had to...
Why demand that?
Even me, like I said, I'm Nigerian. 419. Yeah. Not 419, actually.
You say that as if I'm not Nigerian myself. But
we love money. Yeah. But I had to reevaluate, like, my first date. They don't need to do the work because, like, they're also just getting to know me as well.
Exactly. I don't have any requests, like, I don't need you to get me presents in order for me to fall in love with you. I don't need you to, like, I didn't even care if I had my first date. I can't lie, like, it wasn't something that came to mind.
Mm-hmm.
But it would be nice. It's not something that it's a necessity, but it would be nice. And that's what makes a true relationship. Literally. If your intentions are true, because if your intentions are just, oh yeah, him spending money on me, like, what is the actual relationship about?
Literally, that's where the thoughtfulness comes in. Like, you want to do something because you want to do it for that person because you know that it would make them happy.
Yeah.
I think, it's something that people need to really be aware of when they're in relationships and actually look into themselves and think, what do I require from a relationship? Not what does social media require?
Yeah.
And I have to just try and live up to that. Because that whole broke men thing, I think, yes, don't talk to brokies, but... but also... people could have a great...
I don't know.
It's hard.
I mean, you could... even if the person is broke, they can... they're broke at the moment, but it doesn't mean they're going to be broke forever.
And they could have a great personality and they could have what you actually need in your life, but they're just broke and then you're saying, no, I'm not
talking
to broke people.
Like, why would you go for someone who's toxic and doesn't offer what
but they
you
have
need,
money
but because they have money that's you're gonna put yourself in that situation so that's basically relationships. I think I had one more question. Let me see if I have one more. You know what, I feel like because we don't have enough time, relationships might actually just have to be a separate, like,
it's a very
itself.
Big
yeah
topic.
Maybe I'll get my boyfriend and I to talk about it. I think that would be vibes.
That would be very
but guys, Lori did so well.
Thank you very much, guys. Well. Thank you guys for all having me on here.
Yeah, I'm very excited. Maybe many more to come.
Definitely.
I definitely loved recording with you and it was definitely a vibe. But damn, like, I'm excited for you guys to listen to
I'm
this.
Excited for the future of Lost in the 21st Century.
Yes.
We're now, what's this called?
In a studio
and being on camera as well.
Uh-huh. I'm on YouTube now. Like, that's all new to me.
Yeah, to success and greatness she's funding me. You're such a South Londoner. Like,
stop. As if you're not from South. But yeah, guys, that's it for today's episode. Follow, subscribe, rate. Mm-hmm. Definitely leave a rating.
Answer those questions.
Exactly. Answer those questions. They will be in the description of the YouTube channel and Spotify. And unfortunately, if you're not listening on those platforms, you can't answer it. But you can also send your answers on Instagram, which is at Lost in the 21st Century. But thank you so much, guys, for listening. And I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. And we'll be back for some more.
Thank you. Bye.